Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the epistle lesson of the day, found in 1 Timothy 6. We read verses 6 through 11. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. This is our text. Dear people of God, in catechism class this week, we read Jesus' parable about the farmer who had such a good crop that he decided to build bigger barns to house that crop. And the Lord called him a fool. But why is that foolish? Doesn't that make good sense? The Lord gave him that crop. What is he supposed to do? Should he let it stand and let it rot? Should he cut it and just throw it away? Building those bigger barns makes good sense. Yet the Lord called him a fool. The problem with that farmer and his barns was not the barns. The problem with that farmer was his heart. He wanted to build those bigger barns without the Lord. He had no thanksgiving. As is usual with us, our problem is not in the things that we do, but in the why we do them. The bad attitude with which we do things. Two people can do the same action. One might be God-pleasing and one not. Depends on the content of their heart. Remember, man looks at the outward appearance. The Lord looks at the heart. The Lord actually cares why you do what you do. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness and contentment are both matters of the heart. Contentment can be displayed by a person's words. It can be displayed by what a person buys or chooses not to buy. But is such a person content on the outside might be a hypocrite. No, this is between you and the Lord. Only he and you know what goes on in your heart. Only he and you know if you are content. Paul would have us search our souls today and repent. We have to begin with repentance here, otherwise this gets depressing in a hurry. Paul hits us really hard. You ought to be content. You ought to have more faith. You ought to trust God more and love money less. You ought to be more generous. Okay, God, I get it. I'm not what I'm supposed to be. I worry about stuff. I panic. Do you have to hit me so hard? Yeah, he does. We need to be driven to repentance. because we have gotten very good at explaining away our selfishness as no longer sin, but really just a necessity in this world. Because we are here and God is in heaven. Very often we end up sounding like the psalmist. Where are you, God? I need help now. I don't need words. What I need is cash and friends or health or whatever it is we're whining about today. Lord, forgive our selfishness. Lord, forgive our whining. Forgive our mistrust and our blasphemy against you and your word. And have mercy on me, a sinner. And thank you, Lord, for your Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ, who took my covetousness, who took my greed, who took my nastiness upon his own back and suffered for it all as that back was whipped and as that back was up against the cross when he took your anger at my sin. Thank you, Lord, for my Savior Jesus, who lived a life of perfect contentment in my place. Because I have it and I can't. Thank you, Lord, for my dear Savior, who really rose from the dead on the third day, proving that you are no longer angry at me for what I have done and what I have thought and what I have desired. But rather, his resurrection proves that you, Lord, only love me. Favor me and control all things in heaven and on earth just for me, your little lamb in Jesus. Has the Lord been good? Yes, he has. Just turn around in life and take a look. The Lord has been so good to us. He has given us his Son. He has given us his Spirit. He has given us forgiveness. He's given us salvation. He's given us this world. He's given us our families. He's given us our homes, our lives. The Lord has been very good. But will he be good? What does the future hold? Will the Lord continue to favor us and to be so good to us? Will he? Probably not. I think the Lord has had it with me. I think the Lord is done putting up with me and my sin. And my rebellion, and my stubbornness, and my ignoring him. I figure that in the future now the Lord is going to start ignoring me. He's going to send something really awful. I'm due for something. The Lord is going to turn my friends against me, make my children hate me, drive me into bankruptcy, give my home to someone who is truly good. I think the Lord can't possibly love me and favor me anymore like he has. I think the Lord has had it with me. I better start looking out for myself. I better start collecting and hoarding whatever money I can get my hands on. I better start not giving my money away. I need to stop being generous with the church and with other people around me. I really need to start looking out for number one more. That makes good sense. That is good worldly logic. If I don't look out for myself, who will? But we don't live that way. We don't live by sight. We don't live according to the world's selfish and terrible logic. We are people of faith. We are Christians, are we not? We believe what we do not see. We believe what the Lord has promised us in His Word. We do not run our lives according to what the world says is good and reasonable. Has the Lord been good? Absolutely, He has been good. But will the Lord be good? Will He continue to love you? Will He continue to favor you as His favorite child, washed clean in the blood of Christ? Will He continue to bless you who are fools in the name of Jesus Christ? Will the Lord bless the person who is generous? The person who gives away what the world says you should absolutely hold on to? If a person takes his money that he's worked hard for and gives it to the Lord's church or gives it to the poor or helps out a relative, will the Lord stand in heaven and point and say, "Look at that sucker. I can't believe he fell for it." For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Times are good right now. People have job security, people have financial security. And that shows in how they have walked away from the church. I just heard that from last year to this year, church attendance across the nation is down 17%. And I would say that's because times are good. People see no need to cry out to the Lord. They don't need Him. They're doing fine. But that time will come around again. It always does. And when the time comes to cry out to the Lord, will people remember which Lord to turn to? Will the Lord still be available? Or will the gentle shower of the gospel have moved on by then? I don't know. I don't know a lot of things. But I do know this. That the Lord loves His people. The Lord has promised you. You who love Him. You who worship Him. He has promised you food, clothing, shelter, and love. He has promised never to leave you. Oh, you can leave Him. That's very possible. But if you and the Lord have a parting, it won't be His fault. If you become suddenly penniless and homeless, it's not because the Lord left. No, no. The Lord is good. He has proved that over and over again. And He promises to be good. He promises to love and to bless and to keep you, His people. You who believe in Him. You who trust in Him. You who are fools for Him. You who hand your lives and your souls over to Him for safekeeping and for salvation. Be the people of God that I call you all the time and that the Lord Himself calls you. You are God's people. You are his favorites. Just look how he has taken care of you. Flee all this greedy and worldly thinking and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. And be content in Jesus. Amen.